Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For years, Montanans have been held hostage by left-leaning governors and left-leaning judges. Whether the issue was the environment, gun control, abortion, out-of-control spending, or same-sex marriage, the values of the majority of Montanans were put into law by conservative legislators only to be vetoed by liberal governors or tossed out by liberal judges. Even ballot initiatives, a direct vote of the people themselves that passed by huge majorities, 63% in the case of the ban on same-sex marriage and 72% to require parental notification for a minor to get an abortion, were deemed unconstitutional by left-leaning judges. The judges wanted us to believe that the will of the people was being thwarted by the Constitution that the people themselves wrote and ratified, albeit by a mere one-half of 1%. Finally, it appears voters have had enough. By large margins, the people of Montana in November elected a strong conservative legislature and a conservative governor for the first time in 16 years. The tide was beginning to turn, but the left still controlled the courts, which is exactly where left-leaning groups, led by the university system, ran for relief at the end of this year's legislative session. At last count, at least a dozen bills passed during the 2021 legislative session are now tied up in court. None have been decided, but many have been put on hold as the long process of trial and appeals begins. And from the left's perspective, delay is as good as a win. One of our cases regarding parental notification for abortion, which was passed 9 years ago, is still tied up in court where liberal judges in Missoula are refusing to take action. Unfortunately, the same fate is probably in store for many of the new laws currently being challenged. If not an outright dismissal, these conservative laws will face death by a thousand cuts, or worse yet, death by willful neglect. It's important to note that we don't use the term liberal lightly when it comes to judges. In the last two election cycles, the Montana Family Foundation has conducted studies on the campaign donations made by judicial candidates to other candidates in partisan races over the past 30 years. In last year's election cycle, 97% of those running for judgeships who made political donations using their own money had given those donations to Democrat candidates. 97%. A wise man once said, "Show me your checkbook and I'll tell you what you value." If 97% of judicial candidate donations are going to Democrats, it explains why conservative policy is so often shot down. Add to that the fact that many Montana judges are former Democrat legislators themselves. They may run nonpartisan races for judgeships, but it's impossible to believe that they leave their past political affiliations at the door. And while we encourage everyone to run for public office, the bigger question is, where are the conservatives? Why are conservatives not running for seats on the bench? Why are we ceding an entire branch of government to those who do not share the values of the majority of Montanans? It's a question that needs to be asked. We're not looking for activist conservative judges any more than we want activist liberal judges. But the truth is, everyone brings a worldview to the bench, and that worldview acts as a lens through which judges interpret public policy, sets of facts, and even the meaning of the Constitution. It's time for conservative lawyers to step up to the plate. Otherwise, liberal judges will continue to act as a super legislature, shooting down conservative policy at every turn. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.